Headliner Radio, the creative voice.
A very warm welcome to Headliner Radio. Today I'm joined by Forrest from indie alt rock band Konzi, originally from Austin, Texas. Forrest, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Colby. It's a little early over here in the States, but I appreciate you having us on.
No, it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure to be catching up from across the pond, of course. Where are you calling from today, Forrest? And how has this week been treating you so far?
Austin, Texas. It's a pretty good week. We got a release coming out in the next few weeks, and we actually just got out of the studio recording a new single last week. So, awesome. You know, always riding the high after a new recording session.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Nice, man. Okay. Before we talk a bit about your new projects, Forrest, could you tell us a little bit about the band's origins and perhaps a little bit about your musical background? Because I understand you kind of recorded your debut album during the pandemic. You're a relatively new band. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, pandemic recording was a crazy time to get started on like an ambitious project like we did with Konzi. But we just happened to come across some really talented people, producers, engineers. Our producer, Daniel Sahad from Nane, and Charles Godfrey, who's our engineer, just like world-class talent. And we kind of got connected with them February 2020, and that was when we decided we were really just going to go for it. Mm. We'd already been playing in the Austin scene pretty regularly and had like a residency. And like a weekly residency that we kind of got together as a band and decided, hey, you know, if we play this gig once a week, we should be able to record this like really world-class professional level album. Mm. And we were all stoked to get on that. That was February. Then pandemic's a month later. But we pushed through and, we kept recording throughout the pandemic, you know, with all the precautions that we took in place. It definitely slowed the roll a little bit, but we were able to finish the album kind of like into 2021, mm-hmm. put that out. I moved to Austin from Florida, actually, a few years previous from that, just okay. kind of trying to pick a town that was like a music city, and Austin kind of checked a lot of boxes off for me. It's a great place to come, find your sound and cut your teeth. One of the major advantages / disadvantages, it's this great music town with a lot of talent here. But the recording industry isn't here in the same extent that it is maybe like LA, New York, or Nashville. Mm-hmm. So it has a very like inclusive community for the music, and it's not so competitive about like trying to grab those like next trend record deals and stuff. So that's kind of why I chose Austin to move out here. And it's kind of turned out to be true, and we put a lot of good work into it. And the debut, we ended up releasing singles from that debut album all through 2022. We filmed some kick-ass music videos we love.
Yeah, nice.
And then the record came out February 2023, and then we've been recording the sophomore album since then. And we're just starting to put out the first single from the sophomore record October last year, mm-hmm. putting out the next single March 11th. And then we are going to be releasing singles pretty much all of this next year.
Nice. So awesome, man. Well, busy times then. Yeah, that's great. Maybe you could talk a little bit about who you were listening to growing up and who you kind of take the most inspiration from musically, Forrest. Who do you feel like has sort of had the biggest inspiration or the sort of biggest influence on your sound, Konzi's sound?
Well, what's interesting with Konzi is I've recorded previous records, you know, just like as a solo, kind of just me, and then having a band on me where I was the primary songwriter, you know, and that was like clearly influenced by my growing up and stuff I listened to. Konzi has been a much more collective, like group writing effort, which is really awesome. For me personally, like the first like major artist I fell in love with was John Mayer. Kind of listened to Room for Squares when I was in like sixth grade, Gilead, Georgia, and all that album. And John Mayer, I just have followed him since and love him. But then as I got a little bit older, you know, kind of got more into the alt rock, Foo Fighters, that kind of stuff. So Konzi definitely takes a little bit of both of those. It's like we still try to write in that kind of pop songwriting structure of maybe a John Mayer, but we want to have a guitar solo in every song. We want to make sure you're dancing and stuff. But definitely with the new direction as well, especially on this next record, my good friend Carly Jo Jackson, who has her own solo career. She was on America's Got Talent. Her and I went to college together in Florida, and she ended up moving here a couple years after I did to Austin. Mm-hmm. And she sang up backup harmonies on the first record. And now on this next record, she's taken some lead vocals. So the next single that we're going to drop in about a month, she's singing lead on it. And about the next sophomore record is kind of going to be a balance of her and I splitting lead vocals, which is really cool.
Oh, nice.
So the new direction and kind of the elevator pitch of the new Kanzi sound is going to be imagining a universe where Fleetwood Mac were 90s babies.
Yeah.
And just like hopefully think about like makes you want to be like, oh, I want to hear that.
Yeah, nice. That's funny you should say that, Forrest. I interviewed Carly Jo a couple of years ago. I think it may have been 2021. It was definitely during the pandemic. We spoke.
Oh, she had just moved here then. She had just moved to Austin.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was very kind of green at that time. She was just gigging as much as possible. I mean, as much as she possibly could at the time. But mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's because I did actually see her on some of your socials, some of your pictures. So I was going to ask. How do you guys know each other? But yeah, you went to college, which is cool.
Yeah, she wanted to be here. She's just in bed this morning. musicians, even like 11 a.m. is a little early for us sometimes. Yeah. But you know, me and Carly, we go back, and you know, she's like a one of a kind talent for sure. And
she's awesome. Yeah.
You know, putting us two together is just something I really believe in, and I'm excited to see what comes out of it.
Yeah, nice. Nice, man. Okay. What's your usual songwriting process like, Forrest, in terms of, you know, when you're starting with the bare bones of a track? Is it usually kind of lyric driven for you, or is it more melody and chord driven? How does it usually go for you?
So this record we're finishing up now is going to be my third full length record. But for me, it's always music first. At least it has been in the past. My process is kind of evolving as I work with more people, which is really awesome. And that's one of the reasons working with Carly is so awesome.
Yeah.
But my musical background is I took piano lessons from kindergarten, you know, did classical piano for a long time, and then kind of picked up the guitar in middle school. You know, my stepdad was a huge Beatles fan, started teaching me guitar. And then started singing, you know, the first song I think I learned to sing was like Wagon Wheel. And then that was like my John Mayer era too. So I can sing probably every John Mayer song. I think a little bit of my voice kind of like got developed singing John Mayer music. But for me, yeah, I usually come up with like a chord progression or just like a little lick, something that musically is interesting, more interesting than just maybe some cowboy chords, like a country song, you know, something that's like, you know, speaks to me like in like just an underlick or something like that. Yeah. And then I try to run with that to make it a song. And usually, you know, just kind of go through my lyric notes of like an idea. I have like a whole hundreds of like words I've written down just passing through life of like an interesting thing, like Lucidity, our last single that we just put out, as an example. Like that's just a word I heard, like Lucidity. Mm. And we were just having a band practice and jamming on just a couple little, you know, riffs and stuff. And we had a good riff, and I just go to my phone notes and see Lucidity. I'm like, let's work with that. You know? So usually it's music first, then lyrics. I don't know if I've ever written a song lyrics first, actually. But now that I'm starting to work with other people, my process is definitely opening up a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's okay. That's cool. That's cool. Is Austin quiet? You mentioned it's not quite as kind of musical as maybe some of the other cities over there in the States, but is it quite a kind of collaborative community going on and quite a nice place just to be creatively in that sense?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I chose to move to the city without even actually visiting once. I just like did online research of the different towns, and I would take that back. I wouldn't say Austin isn't as musical at all. It's just the recording industry, like the major record labels, aren't here. So if anything, it's kind of an advantage in that way, because you can kind of like develop your own voice and your own sound, not being influenced by the industry as much. Of course, you know, you listen to other people's music and that influences you. But one thing with Kanzi, just my writing in general, is like being authentic absolutely the most important thing to me. You know, I'm not going to write music that doesn't speak to me first, because I don't expect anybody to love my music more than I love it myself. So, and I think Austin is a great place to do that. Extremely collaborative community. There's some really, really great organizations. There's music. All, I mean, we're called the live music capital of the world. So we have a ridiculous amount of local bands.
Yeah.
They all work together. There's some great organizations. Sonic Guild is this organization that, you know, gives tens of thousands of dollar grants to musicians to help them like record albums.
Yeah, awesome.
There's a lot of good stuff in the city, and it's changed a lot even since I've been here since 2017, but it's still got something.
Yeah, nice, nice. What are your plans with regard to live shows this year, Forrest? You mentioned you're going to be putting out your sophomore album and a few more singles before that. So I guess that's the studio side covered, but have you got anything in the pipeline as far as shows are concerned?
Well, if you're ever in Austin, we do have like a weekly residency. You can come out and see us any week. When it comes to touring, we've got some stuff. We're going to try to start hitting the college circuit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time developing our sound and working on the art that we have not worked so hard on, you know, the marketing and the social media. So a lot of that this year is going to be a big focus for us. And hopefully that's going to open some doors on touring. We might just try a few little, you know, regional tours.
Yeah,
would be the idea. Local bands, but you know, it's a hard thing, this indie music game.
Yeah.
Figuring it out, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a busy time coming up for you guys anyway, which is awesome. Have you got a particular goal in mind for this year, Forrest? Is there anything you'd like to achieve in particular, you know, music-wise and life-wise, I guess?
I know, life-wise, I just turned 31 actually this past month. Trying to find that balance. You know, I have a frenetic energy towards the creative process and just trying to make the music.
Yeah.
But at the same time, trying to make it work, you know, as a full-time career, you know, getting on the road, finishing up the sophomore record. Because I know we have music that people will care about, and we have a lot of fans here locally and, you know, from places, families and friends around the country. But just finding a way to get our message to people, you know, who have no connection to us personally. You know, talking to people like you definitely helps. So I appreciate the interview.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, finding that balance between wanting to create and finding something that's sustainable, essentially.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, that's a sensible outlook, I think, and definitely something that's achievable. So have you got any... it's a bit of a loaded question, Forrest, that I'm gonna leave you on. Do you have any particular memorable moments from since you started the band? Is there any like highlights for you, any particular memorable moments that have happened over the last couple of years that have really been like turning points, you know, that have kind of spurred things on a little bit? Yeah.
Well, I mean, COVID, first of all. You know, that was a time where we were set up to really try to go at it. And, you know, that was a time when it would be easy just to say like, oh, it's not going to work. And if we didn't keep pushing and doing the work through that period, I don't think we would even be where we're at today.
Yeah.
That's just like a mid note. You know, a highlight would have been almost last week. We went into the studio, and this kind of goes to connect with like a low moment, is our producer for the first record, and really was the driving force of like why we did so much work that we did, because he was an inspiration to us, was our original producer, Daniel Sahad of the band Nane. Go check them out if you haven't. They got awesome music. They were headed some great places, and he unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. And it's going to be the 2-year anniversary in April. And we actually wrote this song we recorded last week is going to be, it's a cover and dedication to him. And we're going to dedicate this next album to him, Daniel Sahad.
That's nice, yeah.
So, you know, that's an inspiration, man. And, you know, I moved out here to do music, and I know that's what I want to do. And it's not easy, but as long as you got the passion, I think, and you got the talent, which I think we really do, I think we can go places. Hopefully we'll make it to London someday.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I was literally just about to say, we'd love to see you guys over here at some point. But I think that's a nice place for us to round things up for us. So first, I'd like to say thanks so much for your time and for sharing your musical journey so far. And yeah, hopefully, I'm sure you'll have a busy year coming up. And yeah, hopefully we'll catch up very soon.
Yeah, man. I'll go ahead and send you the video for our single that's going to drop on March 11th. So if you guys want to feature it or anything.
Amazing.
Be good.
Awesome.
Cool, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, you take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Headliner Radio, supporting the creative community.